Thank you for downloading or podcasting this track. This recording has been remastered to provide the best sound possible given the audio environment of the original recording session. Mosaic Silver Spring is a faith community located just inside the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. For more information, please visit our website, www.mosaicsilverspring.org, and we'll see you in the neighborhood.
Okay, everybody good. All right, turn to Psalm 67 in your Bibles and follow along with me. To the choir master with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, Salah. That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let all the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Salah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth for him. Fear him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So if, and you'll have to put yourself here with me, imagine you are dropping off your child at school for the first day. And you, nervous for your child, think, I'm going to do what a dad and a Christian should do. I'm going to pray for my kid. And I begin to pray for my kid, but in praying, I get a little carried away, as is my nature. My voice gets a little loud, and my hands start moving. This just happens to me when I talk. It's natural to me. And after you send that kid off, another kid comes along and says, thanks so much for your prayer, and then keeps walking on to the class. It may give you pause to think, wait a second, I wasn't praying for you, I was praying for my kid. But you would quickly in your head navigate through that and say, yeah, I'm glad that kid felt prayed for. I don't even know who that is. That momentary tension where you say, wait a second, this prayer is for me. But then this kind of flip of, I'm glad that kid felt prayed for this morning on his first day of school. I'm glad he felt cared for. That flip is what's happening in Psalm 67. It's almost exactly like that, except more weighty. Because maybe you're here and you don't have a kid, you don't want a kid, you don't know what that would be like at all, so it's hard to relate. Here in Psalm 67, where the Aaronic blessing is being dealt with, every one of the original hearers would know the blessing from Aaron. They would know this opening verse. The language of it would communicate to them all, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Yes, that is the blessing for us. That's the blessing we long to hear. That is our hope, that God not only deals graciously with us, but he makes his face to shine upon us. Verse 1, you're in the family. Hearing the prayer, hearing the blessing, I'm right on board. Verse 2, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among the nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's our blessing. That's Aaron's blessing for us. What do you mean, the nations? What do you mean, let all the nations be glad? What do you mean, let the nations sing for joy? Whoa, hey, what kind of song lyrics do you have us singing? May be the likely question raised. It's often easy to cheer on diversity and equity when it has little impact on your life. It's often easy in the abstract to say, yes, I want justice, until it touches home or begins to impact how you think about your own individual lives. This is true in the ancient Near Eastern world. This is true in the first century world. This is true today. And what makes Psalm 67 so amazing is it is this glimpse of God's very specific, ironic blessing for the priesthood and through the priesthood to God's people, this one ethnic group, now being opened up to all the nations. That creates, in some sense, a little bit of tension where Israel is saying, hey, wait a second, that's our blessing. You're praying that for us. That's a family thing. And the nations moseying on by, Israel singing this psalm, saying, thanks so much for praying for us. That sounds fantastic. God judges with equity? Great. We're invited in to sing his praises right now? Wonderful. I'm in. Oh, just do it with joy in my heart. This psalm serves, in a sense, both as a turning of the head of the people of God to welcome in others at some cost to what they believed was theirs, and an open invitation to the nations to turn and to see that God is good, that the God who created the world still engages with the world, that the God who has given promises through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, now carried through the line of Moses and Aaron to his people, is opened up for all to participate through faith. That's what's happening in Psalm 67. And so this is part of the story that you and I participate in if we call ourselves Christians. And in this current moment, when we think about God's promises to us, we can have a posture of saying, these are just our promises. This is just for me. No one else wants this. I don't really want to share it. This is our thing. Psalm 67 serves as a reminder of just how open those promises are for anyone who has ears to hear. It creates a roadmap to navigate the tension that we face when the idea of inviting others in at cost to ourselves is met with a bit of reluctance. Here in Psalm 67, we're reminded that this is how God works. That God's plan was not to keep the good news of what he's doing with just one small group of people, but rather to see the good news of God's plan for redemption to go to the ends of the earth. As we opened up here in the worship service, this picture of everyone in the new heavens and new earth gathering together with various tribes and languages and backgrounds all represented. The picture of the new heavens and new earth, don't ever get this wrong. When it comes to ethnicity, language, education, economic status, the amount of persecution faced in one individual life, the new heavens and new earth is a mosaic of God's redemption, a bringing together of these broken pieces from all over the world, from all walks of life, through all sorts of backgrounds, and bringing them together in a cohesive whole through the work of Jesus Christ. And so the gospel becomes good news when we think about diversity. Here's what it does. If you have heard a lot about diversity, and so just the mention of the word maybe is like, oh, I know that program. Or in your workplace, you have to do some sort of ongoing continuing education. Or it's become a buzzword connected to certain political commitments. If you show up this morning and that's how you solely hear it, Psalm 67 is calling you to sing with joy about diversity. Not the program in your workplace, but God's work of redemption for the nations. The gospel can affirm what's good about pursuing equity. The gospel, no doubt throughout the New Testament, calls racism a sin point blank over and over and over again, both in individual actions and in communities of faith. Where racism exists, the gospel makes clear that's sinful. You're to repent. You're to turn. You're to operate in a different way. It is unequivocal. I think it is the number one ethical issue. But there's more, friends, to the good news of diversity than just that. Just a turning away from sin. That's part of it. But it keeps going. It's this idea that our prayer as a church for how God is working in our individual lives grows louder in volume in such a sweet way that our neighbors passing by hear us and they say, I want to be included in that. Where they hear the songs that we sing and they see how we show genuine love and hospitality to one another in such a way that moves their hearts that says, I don't know if I can be included in that, but I want to be. And that when that happens, we welcome them in and we say, this is the good news about the gospel. This is a sense of true diversity. People who are united, not through some sort of continuing education hours, not through some sort of workplace commitment, not through one particular school program, not through one yard sign, but rather through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the pouring out of his spirit. Friends, that is an eternal bond that never grows out of style. It doesn't get old. You don't get weary of it. It continues to press in to say, how do we repent and turn away in the attitudes of our heart individually and collectively that get calcified, that get weary of welcoming others in? How do we turn away and sing together for joy? When we do that as a community, we are following along with the present commands in the psalm. Let the nations be glad. Let the nations sing for joy. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Our hope for Mosaic Silver Spring is that the gospel of Jesus Christ is coming to bear so richly on your life and your growing faith, as well as in our lives and our growing faith, that when we greet and care for one another, it becomes this collective singing for joy. It becomes, in a sense, every Sunday that we meet, you know what? The nations are here being glad. The nations are calling out in praise of God's glory. It is happening. It is just a glimpse, but it is happening here and now. Long may it continue until our Lord Jesus Christ returns. That's our hope as a church. That's my prayer for us as a community. That's your homily for this morning. Let me pray. God, I ask that you will watch over us. And as we celebrate your table here in one moment, bless us. Remind us that when we meet for worship, it's not merely hearing from your word. It's not merely prayers, but it is also the Lord's table, a gathering together. Bless us and care for us, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.